I'm a big fan of simplicity. I look at things in my life and I say, well, how basic can I make this scenario? How basic can I make this structure, whatever, so that it just works? And I think we all need that simplicity. And one of the greatest lessons that I learned from a mentor of mine, his name's Larry Rosenstock, who's the CEO of the high-tech high schools in San Diego, is he said, the more complex we make a structure, the more basic human behavior becomes. And he gave the military as an example, a very complex structure that the reality is the most basic human behavior has to come out of that. We just need a straight yes sir, no sir, don't think, just move forward. And that's the relationship that takes place. So if we want complex human behavior, if we want complex human thought, then we've got to create structures around it that are very simple in nature. And I also like what Einstein said, where he said something to the effect of, if you can't explain something simply, then you don't understand it enough. And I think there's a lot of merit to that. So when I'm looking at the what we call our essential 11, our rules at home, I try to make those as simple as possible, because then I think it allows us to explore those as a family, as individuals. And you know, when I bring those into the school setting, I think that allows us to explore those. So one of the essential 11s, I'm gonna try to make it as simple as possible. One of our rules is to be an emotional ninja. So I want to make that super simple. So today is my second oldest child's birthday. So she turned 6 today. So she woke up ridiculously excited. Pretty simple concept. She's 6. So of course, today is her birthday. She's excited. All the attention is on her. She is excited. Everything is about her taking this next step, taking this milestone. And I think everybody understands that. When we were kids, we got excited about birthdays. Some of us are adults and get still far too excited about our birthdays. And you know, these things have become birthday weeks, right? But the reality is nothing changed from yesterday to today. Weather's not better. Scenario's not better. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is that today is her birthday. So she's excited about that. She's just changed her mindset about the day. So that's, you know, being an emotional ninja, that's kind of what we're talking about. So it means that you're choosing your outlook. You're choosing the outlook that you want to have every single day. You're changing the story that you're telling yourself about the day that's ahead of you. You know, and I use yesterday was a great example. Yesterday was daylight savings time. So a lot of times what I do is on Sundays, I'll get up at 4:30 in the morning on Sundays because it allows me some peace and quiet. I know I have about 3 hours before the rest of my family is going to get up that I can get a lot of things done for the day. I can get a jump start to the week and I can get a whole lot of work done. Yesterday with daylight savings time, 4:30 a.m. felt a whole lot like 3:30 a.m. I could have told myself the story of, oh my gosh, I'm ridiculously tired. This is awful. I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? Or I could have told myself the story that I did, whereas this is just another opportunity for me to get ahead. This is another opportunity for me to make things happen. The reason I do this is because by midday, I've done more work on a Sunday than I know a lot of people are going to have done by Monday or Tuesday during their work week. So it gives me that heads up. So I gave myself that story. I'm traveling this week, Tuesday through Saturday. There's a whole lot of airplane time in there, and I'm not a fan of that much airplane time. The reality is I can go into that telling my story of I'm going to miss my family. I really hate, you know, all these hours on the airplane. Or I can give myself the other story, which is also the reality of I'm going to get to meet about 1,000 people that I don't know yet. I'm going to get to impact them. I'm going to get to change their life. I'm going to get to change their business. I'm going to go, I can take a look at that and just tell myself a different story. That's how simple all of this really is. So being an emotional ninja is simple. First, identify what the story is that you're telling yourself. Second, change the story. It's not easy, but it's ridiculously simple. So I'd love to hear what stories you guys need to change. Have a great week.